It's February day 3. And today the question is, what is a typical day in your work life? So it could be one of two things. So if you look to the picture that accompanies this boo, you'll see a waveform that I'm working on. So that's SoundForge Pro 11, which is my main editing tool. That's what I do all my editing. So, and all my processing of spoken word. So every podcast I do, every bit of audio, this will go through it as well. So that's what I end up staring at most of the time. Sometimes 10 hours a day or more. I would say, let's have a guess, I would say probably getting on for 350 days of the year, I'd probably look at that program. And it's brilliant. A lot of people use Audacity to do their podcasts. That's, you know, it's a perfectly good piece of software, free piece of software. But for me, I wouldn't be able to use it. There's no workflow in Audacity, whereas SoundForge is just brilliant. I've always used it from before it was owned by Sony, and it was owned by a company called Sonic Foundry. There you go. But it's brilliant, and each version of it they improve, and it just gets better and better, and it's just a joy to use, basically. So that's if I'm at home working. Now, if I'm out, say, for example, Bletchley Park, well, I have something I prepared earlier for that. So last year, during Audio Mo, the last day of Audio Mo, I did the day in the life of a podcast producer. So here's about 8 minutes of that to let you hear what a day for a podcast producer capturing audio is like. Bye!
I'm off to Bletchley Park today. McAfee have sponsored one of the exhibits at Bletchley about cybersecurity and security, I think, for in education. So it's the launch event for that today. So what I shall do is share some little snippets of my day. I've got my coffee, so I'm ready to go. Well, I'm at Bletchley Park now. I'm just walking around the lake. That accordion you could hear was one of the new soundscapes they've got playing around the site. So dotted around the park, they've got different hidden speakers. So there's another one here.
I'm a little nervous, to be honest.
You'll be fine.
Perhaps you could hold my hand.
Just hold on to my arm.
I've got you. Don't you worry.
That one's supposed to be a wartime romance. I think it's a couple skating on the lake. But wouldn't be skating today. Nice sunny day. Ducks are out. Say hello to Audio Mode ducks. And now off to go and do some work. I've just nipped outside to sit down in a shady breeze for a few minutes before everything starts. It's a really good setup today, so there's a sound man there with a desk. Makes my life an awful lot easier because I just literally give him a lead and I can run a line off his desk. So I've not got to mess about recording the talks today. I can just press record and off I go. But it gets a little warm in the ballroom at Bletchley sometimes, and especially if you're wearing a suit as I am today. It's weird. When I became a freelancer, I thought, never have to wear a suit again. Well, apart from weddings, maybe, and funerals. But I'm suited and booted, quite literally, today. So I shall nip back in a minute after I finish this coffee. Oh, 10:15. That's St Mary's Church, which is just behind Bletchley. Catch up with the rest of this later. Bye!
My role, briefly, is to just remind you of where you are and what it is about Bletchley Park that really does make it unique. This is the site and this is the place where truly great events, great achievements happened in this place, in this building, on this site, in these huts, in these blocks. The contribution to victory in World War II, and of course the ushering in of the technological revolution and the IT age. By any standards, this is a big deal to talk about such subjects. These are not routine issues. 2 weeks ago, on the 18th of June, we ushered in a new age for Bletchley Park and the Bletchley Park Trust with the relaunch of our regenerated site, which you can see around you. It's quite hard for you, unless you've been here before, to realise what it was like when it wasn't regenerated. And of course, symbolised on this occasion by HRH, the Duchess of Cambridge, whose grandmother and great aunt, twin sisters, worked here in 1944 and 1945. So that's a pretty special thing.
I'm honoured to be on stage here with the marvellous Betty Webb, who I think, you know, one of the original female cyber defenders. So Betty, I have some questions for you. How did you come to be here working at Bletchley Park?
Well, I've been trying to find out ever since. 73 years on, and people still ask me this question, and I honestly do not know why I was selected, except possibly because I'm bilingual. I think they probably thought I was good enough to come to Bletchley and do some translating, but in fact, I didn't in the end. I did other things, but to answer your question, I think that is probably why I was selected. But none of us really knew, apart from senior people, of course. But I'd done my training in the Auxiliary Territorial Service, and then it was a question of whether you want to be a gunner or a cook, and I said I didn't know. And the next thing I knew, I was being interviewed in London and given a railway warrant to come to Bletchley, about which I had never heard, and I certainly didn't know what was going on behind the wire fence.
Oh, what painless recording. Give a lead to the sound man. Stick a recorder in. Bob's your uncle. So I'm just wandering back down to the other end of the site now, where they can give a tour of the new exhibit. So just going to record some of that for August's podcast, actually, not July. July's full already. So this will be going in the following month's episode. Just walking by the lake again now. That's not someone relieving themselves, that is actually a fountain in the middle of the lake. Oh, this is spinning. I carried it. I'm the one who spilt it in the saucer as well.
Never mind. Doesn't matter. I'm out tomorrow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, you worked as a staff, you say, Joe, when you were here.
I wasn't in the house. It's you're up to it again, aren't you?
He's trying to grab it before you go.
I'm trying to just quickly